Good morning. You know, I went to bless the home of one of our parishioners a few months ago. And when I entered her house, I was struck by a beautiful picture of her family. And the picture had many people in it. It had her children and her grandchildren. And after commenting on the picture, she said to me without hesitation, "Behind every face, there's a story." And I thought to myself, how beautiful. And it stuck with me even till today. Behind every face, behind every family, there's a story. Stories of joys and struggles. Stories of love and disagreements. Stories of inseparable bonds and broken relationships. And you know, the same is true for the Holy Family. During this time of year, we tend to sentimentalize the Holy Family. They become figures of plaster and paper and not flesh and blood. We tend to forget that they weren't so much different than us and from our families. They were, of course, holy, but they were also human. There was great joy last week as we celebrated Christmas at the birth of our Savior, but the Holy Family faced difficulties, just like you and me. This realization came to me this past week when I was sitting in our beautiful church praying, and I was struck by something that I never observed before. There was light shining through the window, and that light was shining on the manger scene, on the Holy Family, and on the baby Jesus. But a few feet away, that light was shining just as brightly on the cross and on the dying Christ. You see, in the manger, our Blessed Mother looks down at new life beginning. And at the foot of the cross, she looks up and grieves at an earthly life ending. It's only a few steps from the wood of the manger to the wood of the cross. But in so many ways, the two are inseparable. Without the birth of Christ, there would be no crucifixion. And without the cross, there would be no resurrection and no promise of eternal life. Just like in our own families, joy and sorrow go hand in hand, linked by sacrifice, linked by love, and linked by faith. It's the story of our salvation, and it's the story of the Holy Family. Looking at the creche and the crucifix, we're reminded of a very powerful lesson as we celebrate this feast day today. When we speak of the Holy Family, there's a story behind each face. We speak of a family that struggled and suffered like so many of us. Today's feast day presents us with the fact that our own family, like that of the Holy Family, is not absolute peace and perfection. But this family knew profound hope. They prayed and they hoped and they believed in God's will. And they call us to that same kind of trust. You see, what kept the Holy Family sane throughout all these trials was their love for each other and their love for God. And Jesus, God incarnate, learned this gift of love from his family. He was obedient to Mary and Joseph, obliged to live under their care. His love for us was not only divine love from God the Father, rather it was a love made possible because of the love that he received from Mary and Joseph. He learned what it means to give oneself away without counting the cost. Jesus' life unfolded as the Word became flesh. And now, too, in our very own families, the Word becomes flesh, where obligation becomes love, where the fullness of salvation unfolds. Yet we still may ask ourselves as we sit here this morning, where can we find this kind of peace and purpose in our own families, where our family is struggling to stay together? One answer comes from our second reading that we just heard from St. Paul. You know, it's a story that speaks so eloquently about love, not necessarily romantic love, but it's a passage that tells us how to form a healthy and holy Christian community. And from this beautiful reading, we can draw lessons about how to form a holy and healthy Christian family. St. Paul tells us, put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must do also. And over all these, put on love. That is the bond of perfection. So when we find ourselves overwhelmed at life and struggling, remember the creche. This is our model for living, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. But we need to remember not to sentimentalize them. We must see them in all their fullness, remembering the closeness of the creche to the cross. That was their lives, and that's our lives as well. Yet they show us how to be people of faith, how to be people of forgiveness, and how to be people of love. Just a final thought as we wrap up 2017, and as we embark upon a new year together as a faith community. You know, I shared with you many of my own struggles when it comes to forgiveness. I spoke about it in a homily a few weeks ago. I gave a presentation here at St. Elizabeth's a month ago. I had to really understand how to let love into my heart and to forgive my brother who has been estranged from our family for over 20 years. You know, I often say to myself, my parents, both of whom are deceased, were such wonderful and loving and caring parents. They were the best, and I miss them terribly. But the one thing that they didn't instill in me and my siblings was that no matter what happens in life, you stick together as a family. It's not that they intended this. It's not that they assumed that this would happen. They just thought that we would stick together. And the events and the disagreements in my own family caused our family to suffer much. And then I read a message from Pope Francis, which I read time and time again. It helps me put things in perspective. It helps me to forgive. It helps me to help families who are struggling with arguments or disagreement. I ask you to close your eyes for a moment. And I'd like to share it with you now as you reflect upon your own families. Our Holy Father tells us, there is no perfect family. We don't have perfect parents. We're not perfect. We don't marry a perfect person or have perfect children. We have complaints from each other. We disappoint each other. So there's no healthy marriage or healthy family without the exercise of forgiveness. Forgiveness is vital to our emotional health and our spiritual survival. Without forgiveness, the family becomes an arena of conflict and a stronghold of hurt. Forgiveness is the cleansing of the soul and the mind, and it is the liberation of the heart. That's why the family must be a place of life and not death, a territory of cure and not of illness, stage of forgiveness and not of guilt. Forgiveness brings joy where sorrow has produced sadness, healing where sorrow has caused disease. These are such beautiful words from our Holy Father. So as the holidays draw to a close, as you pack up your manger sets and put them away in the box for another year, look into the faces of the Holy Family. Remember the struggles that they endured. Remember the hurts and the pain that they experienced. And then remember that their love for God and that their love for one another got them through these struggles. So hug your families a little tighter tonight. Bring love and forgiveness into your family and let healing begin where it's needed. What matters most as we embark upon a new year are the deep foundations of love and devotion between family, between generations that bind us to one another. My wish for you and my wish for all of us is a year full of love, peace, and good health. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.